We are on the Friday of the octave of Easter. Today is a Friday after Good Friday. So our experience of the risen Lord and the Holy Week is so fresh for each one of us. And I know that we are all renewed. And that is what matters. Today, it is very clear that this religion called Christianity is not a branch of Judaism. The religion Judaism is the religion during the time of Jesus, and that is that religion who crucified Jesus on the cross. That is why in the first reading, when they were apprehended by the people of the chief priest during the time, Peter said, "You killed him, you crucified him, but God raised him from the dead." So Judaism, what does it mean? Number one, Judaism is a religion that is focused on the temple. So it is temple-oriented. So the Jews must always go to Jerusalem at least once a year. They have to travel so far. You can just imagine Jesus and his parents coming from Galilee, that is from the north, and Jerusalem is down there. And how many kilometers, miles they have to travel in order to make their temple worship. That is Judaism, centered on the building. And remember, Jesus does not like it. Why? Because there are a lot of abuses in that building. Remember when Jesus got angry, when he was in the temple, he drove them away. Tinapon yung mga ginagawa nilang yung mga pera, yung mga animals that they are selling outside the temple. Ginagawang negosyo. And so Jesus said, "Stop making my Father's house into a marketplace." Kaya galit na galit yung mga chief priests ng Judaism. Number two, Judaism is oriented and centered on the Torah law. It's always about the law. You have to follow the law. You have to come to Jerusalem at least once a year. That is the law. Nobody is exempted. And Jesus often was in quarrel with the chief priests. They will question him, "Why are you doing this during the Sabbath law?" What is the answer of Jesus? They say, "That is the will of God. I have to do good, restore people, restore them to good health, restore the original order, even if it is against the Sabbath." So always focusing on the Sabbath. And that was the problem with Jesus. These are added to the charges against him, and so he has to be crucified. How about Christianity? Christianity is after Jesus rose from the dead. After he was crucified, he died, but after the third day, he rose again. What does it mean? Christianity is not about the temple. It's not about the church building. It's not about the law. But Christianity is a religion wherein we relate with God, who is a person. Persona. What does it mean to be a person? Jesus, these past days, as if you have been following, he asked, "Do you have something to eat? Do you have food there? Do you have bread?" And today, sabi na, "Do you have fish? Come, let us take breakfast." That is the person. And that is Jesus. And sabi niya, "I am not a ghost. I have a body, just like you. But this body is a transformed body. This body will not be limited by space and time. This body is universal. This will be present simultaneously everywhere. If there is Mass here at the Diocesan Shrine of Jesus, the Divine Word, there will also be Mass at the Vatican. There will also be Mass at the Cathedral there in Cubao. Jesus is present in these Masses. That is the difference. Person, person-oriented. I think we Catholics must be reminded during this Holy Week that we are following a God who is a person, just like you and me. He suffered for you. We cannot anymore complain because He did it Himself. The person who is also hurt because God is dealing with the persons like us and the disciples, He is able to give another chance, and maybe a second chance, and maybe a third chance, and maybe a fourth chance, and maybe a thousand chances. Because He knows that as persons, we can also fail. That is why, if you have been following these past days, Jesus appeared to His disciples, and then He appeared to Mary Magdalene. What was Jesus' instruction? Stop clinging to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. But you go to my brothers, tell them, go back to Galilee. Go back to Galilee. I will see you there in Galilee. We started in Galilee. Let us be reunited again. And then they saw each other. Ito, nasa Sea of Tiberias, napakalapit na sa lake ng Galilee. Sabihin ni Jesus, nung nakita niya yung mga alagad niya, mga walang hiya kayo. Iniwan niyo ako. Mga traidor. Did Jesus do that? Not at all. He welcomed them, gave them another chance. The 3 years that they had been together is not enough discipleship. And so they have to go back to Galilee, start all over again. Another chance, this time to be more faithful to the Master. Because especially Peter, we now realize in the first reading, in the Acts of the Apostles, how Peter has been transformed from being always the star and the center. Now it is the Lord. God deals with us as persons. He accepts us. We fail oftentimes, but He does not close Himself. He continues to welcome us. Itong mga nakalipas na mga araw, especially during the Holy Week, I was very much involved sa mga kumpisalang bayan. Sumama ako sa mga pari. Last Wednesday, apat kaming pari doon sa Camarin. And then gabing-gabi na, almost 10 o'clock na, then I realized ako na lang mag-isa nagpapakumpisal. Pagtingin ko sa likod, aba, parang may 50 pa na nakapila, nagnanais magumpisal. Ayaw kong umuwi na luhaan yung nakapila, because the desire is there. And so we just continued. And then a woman comes, a lady came, and then he said, forgive me, Father. Diba? Ganun naman tayo mag-umpisal. Go, forgive me, Father. I have sinned. My last confession was like this. These are all my sins. Ganun siya. I never looked at her. Hindi ko tinitingnan. And then nagsimula siya. So, I'm sorry, Father. Forgive me. My last confession was 20 long years talagang in-emphasize na 20 long years. Ako naman, sabi ko, wow, napakahaba, napakatagal. And then she narrated all her sins. And then I raised, after giving a few words, I raised my hand, sabi ko sa kanya, through the instrumentality of the church, I absolve you from all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. She reacted, Father, ganun lang. I've been away for 20 years. Wala pang 1 minute. Sabi ko sa kanya, ate, anong gusto mo? Ipako kita sa cross? Jesus already did it for you a long time ago. What does Saint Paul say? Before Jesus already died for us, even when we were sinners. And so before you go to the sacrament of confession, you are already. It is God Himself pulling you to Him. It's a kind of a magical, too good to be true. But that is the reality. That is our faith in the resurrection of Jesus. Because after all, the sacrament of confession comes from the resurrection of Jesus. He deals with us as persons, as human beings. Itong mga, lalo na itong Good Friday na nakalipas, it's a very long day, I tell you. Diba, napakahaba yung araw na yon, Good Friday. Lalo na sa pagdating na sa 7 last words, 7 palabras. I was listening to the 7 palabras and the 7 last words, especially the one that has been, that happened here in the shrine. I think I can only say, I can summarize this into one thing. With all the stories that I have heard, especially from the sharers, couples, a woman who lost her husband, lost her daughter, and then couples quarreling, and then being reconciled again. It is a story about people given another chance. And that is God. Hindi tayo susumbatan ng Diyos. For some, maybe, the Holy Week is not enough. For some, maybe we need another Holy Week. Or maybe another Holy Week. Or maybe another Holy Week. God understands. Pero please lang, huwag naman masyadong i-postpone at patagalin sapagkat hindi natin hawak ang buhay. Kasi sa April 8, end of the world na daw. Kasi magkaroon ng total solar eclipse. 3 days darkness na daw. It's the end of the world. Nakahanda na ba kayo? Ako, handang-handa na ako sa pananampalataya. So what if the world will end? Beyond my control. Is it under your control? Nobody's control. Let it be. If God will end the world. But what is important is that we have to do something. And our concern should be things which are within our control. And what is that? My life. During the Holy Week, I tried to be renewed. And I hope that you also did it yourselves. During the Holy Week, we tried to fix some problems in the family that is within our control. Your relationship with your children, with your husband, with your wife, with your neighbors, these are within our control. Are we doing it? Not speculating about the end of the world. Bahala na ang Diyos. What is important, that we are prepared. Whether on April 8, it will be the end of the world, does not matter at all. Because I am prepared. You are prepared. If you are prepared. We continue. We go back to our ways. But this time, a different person. Because God is giving us another chance, giving us another lease of our life. And heaven is opened because of his crucifixion and resurrection. Heaven now is open to each one. And now I can desire to be part of the kingdom of heaven, to be with God when my time comes. Amen.